we move into what the Tao truly means. It is about function. It is how the world works. Not the way we use it, but how it truly works. The Tao is the substance of significance. We live without significance. We live for the sake of survival. Survival of the ego, survival of our vanity, survival of our social status, survival with our loved ones. We use this as a function of our survival. But the Tao works completely different, and this is what makes it very difficult for the pedestrian mentality to understand. It works as significance, as true meaning. It is not something that is philosophical or brings philosophy into a person's life. Something to quote, end quote, live by, which typically we would ignore and be very passive towards. So when you understand that the Tao is a function of how the world works, how it works and how we ignore it, how we abuse it, then you can understand the true meaning of emptiness. Because the Tao does not present itself as something of a function to make your life easier. It does not work in a manner in which it shows you how to get what you want. It is a function of love, an order to this chaos that we live in. Let me give you a little story that might help you. A man was hanging by a tree by his teeth over a huge, huge precipice. His hands were tied. His feet were tied. There was no limb. He was just hanging by a branch by his teeth. A monk walked by, who happened to be a Zen master. And he asked him, "What is the meaning of your life? What is the significance of your livingness?" Well, the idea of this is ridiculous because if the man speaks, he falls to his death. So what is he to do? He is tied. He is hanging by his teeth over a huge, huge fall. What is he going to do? The monk said, "I will save you if you answer me this one question." He repeated it again. "What is the significance of your life? Why should you live?" If he answers, he falls to his death. If he doesn't answer, he's still going to fall to his death eventually. His suffering will be immense as he clings to this branch or this twig with his mouth, his teeth shaking, his jaw shaking, his fear. Is that not the way we really find our life in a way? Death is there, whether we know it or not, when we know it's going to happen. I'm watching my students deteriorate, and they deteriorate quickly. They don't put up much of an effort to take care of themselves. Oh, they'll take vitamins, but they They won't meditate. They are hanging by a tree, by their teeth. There's nothing they can do. Their hands are tied due to circumstances and conditions. Their feet are tied due to circumstances and conditions. They see no way out. They don't know what got them into that tree and what tied them into it, with their feet, his feet being, you know, bound by rope, his hands bound by rope. They don't see that either. They don't see how they're bound by their circumstances and their conditions, by their philosophies, by their beliefs. They just don't see it. My students just don't see it. They look around, they see other people hanging by the tree, doing the same thing, and they think, well, that won't happen to me. And then when it does happen to them, they're shocked that it happened to them. What to do? Well, the story ends right there. Doesn't go any further. There is no solution for it other than let go. But we don't get it because we have no significance to our life. And the reason we have no significance is because we're bound up and tied up in our minds, through our bodies, that demean us, that deport the kind of significance or meaning to our life that really isn't meaning or significance. We are just bound up in it. What to do? Where there is no meditation, authentic meditation, where there is no true significance in a person's life, when a person has not found the emptiness that transcends all circumstance and condition, they find themselves hanging by the tree eventually, with no way out. What is the significance to your life? Would you be willing at that point to say, I have none, and drop to your death? Or would you be willing to realize the significance of your life and utterly let it pass through your lips? Yes, you would fall to your death, but would it be death? Well, that's up to you to decide. Let's, in this Tao number 11, talks about the meaning of our life. And here's what it is. An object without a function is meaningless in this world. And I am an object. And if I have no function, no true meaning, nothing that presses me to find significance within me, I live a meaningless life. Therefore, I find myself reluctant to let go of the branch with my teeth. The reason I won't do it is because I have found no significance beyond my body. In fact, I have placed all of my significance upon my body, upon my mind, upon my ego, upon my circumstances. If everything in your life that you are familiar with were taken away, your wife, your children, your husband, your money, all that you are proud of, what would you have? What would be the meaning, the significance of your life? Well, I am sure you're sitting there, hanging from the tree, gripping a twig with your teeth, and you don't know what the answer is. Jesus in the Gnostic Gospel said, "And when you seek and you will find, you will be troubled." This is the trouble that Jesus was talking about. In the end of our life, we truly realize we had no significance other than our biology, other than trying to find someone who would love us with little L instead of big L. We don't even know what that would look like or what that would even mean. How do we deal with this? Most people let go of the branch unwillingly. Their bodies cannot sustain or have the strength to overcome their impending death. It's going to happen to all of us. It's happening to my students. It's happening to my friends. They've all been hanging by this tree for most of their life. In fact, they were brought to this tree, put upon it, limbs tied up, hanging by a branch with their teeth. They don't even know how they got there, and they feel betrayed. Every time I go to hospice, people will say to me, "Why is this happening to me? I wish this weren't happening to me. How could God do this to me?" I hear it all the time, especially from religious people. You're probably, without knowing it, a very religious person. You think you've done everything that is noble and virtuous? So much so that you shouldn't be tied to that tree in that predicament? So the man did not choose to answer the monk's question. Why should you be saved? Why should you find yourself in a position that is different from all other human beings based on the function of biology? Why should you? How could you even imagine anything different? What would be the answer? Has your life been a function of significance? Did you help people? Did you bring restitution to your life? Did you bring restitution to the lives of others by showing mercy, compassion, true generosity? This is for you to answer. These are not moral questions. These are questions of significance. And they are found only in true emptiness. For when we are empty, we find great beauty, and we find the function of beauty, which is something that most people never discover in the course of their lifetime, the function of beauty and how it exists within us. A Zen master went to one of his monks during a discourse to show them emptiness. The master said, "Can you get a hold of emptiness?" Taking a student by his hand and bringing him in front of the group. "I'll try," said the monk. And he cupped his hands in the air as though he were going to catch it from the outside. "It's not very good," said the master. "You haven't got anything there." Well, the master said to the monk, "Do you think there's a better way?" The monk said, "I don't know a better way. This is all I know. Please show me a better way." Whereupon the master grabbed the monk's nose and gave it a great yank. "Ouch!" yelled the monk. "You hurt me." The master looked at him with mercy and compassion and said, "That's the way to get a hold of emptiness." Do you understand what he did? What that was all about? If you understand that, you understand true emptiness. When the monk yelled, "Ouch, you hurt me," what was he doing? He didn't see what the master was doing for him. And this was the only way to reach the monk. This is why Zen masters will whack a student. I've been whacked plenty of times with hard sticks. It's in that moment when you get hit that you suddenly realize, just for a moment, there is nothing there. It's just the pain. It's just the hurt. And the master is teaching the monk, emptiness is there just like the pain was. It's just there. Why are you not provoking it with meditation? The stick is meditation. Just like the yank in the nose of the student, it brought about one brief moment of emptiness where everything was total. In that one moment where he felt the pain of his body on his nose, there was nothing else but the pain. When you bring about the effort of awakening, of virtue in your life, when you come to that blessed place where the function of your life pertains to the meaning of it, you have found true emptiness. This is why we meditate. We meditate that we might find that sacred place. Yes, you get there, you will find it, but you will be troubled. Because you will find that you're disoriented towards emptiness. Your mind can't orient itself back to its cruelty. It drones on and on in the tones of anger and fear and hatred. So it will want to go back, retreat back into the body, into the means of the body, and make that more important than the moment you have in meditation. I feel that a lot of my students have found that meditation, that emptiness, that beauty. But the moment they find it, their minds rip them away from it, put them on a tree, hang them there. Not in an effort to teach them anything, but to punish them. To say, in essence, look, if you don't do what I ask, if you don't do what I tell you, if you don't believe in the impressions that I bring to you, such as fear and hatred and pain and sorrow, that's what's going to befall you. It's ruthless, this body, this mind. Its function is not meaningful to your life. And that's what you must understand, that it is not meaningful to your life. Your life is something other than the function of your body. And when you are obsessed with your body, you miss the meaning of your life. The function of your life is significance. The function of your body, well, compared to your life, is meaningless. You discover all of this in the course of emptiness. Can we meditate together? allows us that. In gathering vital energy so that you can create agility, you have achieved the state of a newborn child. I love this. I love reading this to you. In cleansing your inner vision, he said, you have purified the great matter of your life. Let's meditate on the great matter.